So I've become one of those people that actually says it at the start of the podcast, you know, welcome back. Hi, I'm Miss Adventurous. Well, I'm actually Tiffany Rouge. The podcast is called Miss Adventurous and, you know, welcome back and all that jazz. Today I'm real talking about something that I hold really important to myself, and I am a lot about personal development and growth, and I really feel that if you want to grow and you want to develop something within your own life and maybe see, bring about a little bit of change, it all starts with you. And I wanted to share something with you that I try and do maybe once a week, just so that I can sort of mentally check in with myself and grow and feel like I am doing something towards my own personal development and growth. Yeah, let's get into it. I want to talk about the importance of doing something solo for yourself that scares you. So I'm a social person. I really enjoy going out and doing things, but I recognize the importance of doing things on my own. Now, all too often, you know, we're in relationships, we've got best mates, we love surrounding ourselves with people, but at some point you need to go and do something for you that is by yourself, because that's you feeding your own soul. And by doing that, you grow. And by something that scares you, I don't mean haunted house scary movie sort of scary. I'm toning it down a few notches. Instead of being scared to your core where you don't want to leave the house and it's just too freaky for you, maybe just something that you've never done before. Something like going to a gig by yourself. I'm sure we've all been there. You've come across this awesome band. You love them. You tell your mates about them. They start vibing on their music. And one day you just find out that this incredible band is coming to your town. And my gosh, you just have to go. These guys are awesome, right? So naturally, you know, you get on the phone, you get on the Facebook Messenger, you try and round up the troupe and the crew to come and see this band with you. And then, like, you know, after a couple of weeks, nobody wants to go to this gig. But what do? You know, you don't want to go by yourself. Like, you couldn't possibly go by yourself, could you? But seriously, I want you to ask yourself, could you? That's what happened to me so many times, that I just didn't have a choice. I'd be sitting at home doing nothing if I didn't do things by myself. And that being said, I'm not like a loner. I have friends, and a lot of my friends have the same sort of interest to me. But I definitely see the value in doing it by myself, because it really just opens you up to the type of experiences that you never thought were possible because you were with a friend, or you're, you know, closed in towards your own sort of world. I was living in England, and I moved there. This was a whole kind of thing I did for myself, but I wanted to go to this music festival. It's called The Great Escape. It's sort of like the Big Sound or the South by Southwest of the UK. It was a whole bunch of breaking bands. I was really into some bands that were playing, and I just had to go. And I didn't have that many friends that were keen on this sort of music, so I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to book a ticket. I had to travel from one side of England to the other, like the top of England to the bottom to Brighton, and I got on a bus by myself. It was the first time I'd done that, and traveled for like 8 hours down past London, got in, checked into this hostel again by myself, and went off to see these bands. And it's like a conference slash gig kind of thing that takes over the whole city of Brighton. And the cool part about it is it's a melting pot for other people. So there were a lot of people that worked in the music industry that were there, you know, guys like record labels, band managers, other radio guys, lots of bands, and anything to do with live music, they were there. So I wasn't sure about whether or not I was going to go, but I ended up going, and I went in there and I met some really cool people. Like, I sat in on some of the conferences and went up to some people after a couple of these networking events, had some good chats with them, and went and saw some other bands that had been suggested by some of these people. Saw some of the bands that I really love, saw some Aussie guys there, made some pretty cool connections that I've actually still got to this day, which has been one of the coolest experiences ever. And get this, right, so I randomly was walking down the street one night, and this guy was trying to open his bottle. It was like a pop top, you know, you needed a bottle opener for it, and he was struggling hardcore, and I could do it with a lighter. So I just came up to him, like, took the bottle off him, popped it open, and it was like, oh, cool. It was like a big long neck, and he's like, do you want some of this beer? And we ended up connecting over just talking crap and drinking beer, and he just invited me down to go and see this other band play. I get in there, meet his group of mates, mates that he's with. He was wasted, by the way. But we're all having a good chat. And it turns out I met this girl, right? And I have this friend that lives in Adelaide who was English and that was studying to be a paramedic. I met his sister at this random gig that I had been invited to just from helping this dude open his bottle cap. The whole weekend played out way better and so much different to how I could have thought it would have gone in my head. And that's what happens when you go do something for yourself that you're not quite sure about. When you put yourself out of there, it's like putting that one step outside your comfort zone. Because let's face it, when we're comfortable, we know how things are going to happen. When you live in your comfort 5 kilometer radius, you know you're going to walk to the shops, you're probably going to see the same sort of people, you're going to buy the same food that you buy every week, and then you're going to come home. But if you do something that is just 10 centimeters out of that 5 kilometer radius, different things happen, and you never know how they can turn out until you go and you try it out. For me, it was scary. I was in a new country. I didn't know anyone. I didn't have the safety net if something went wrong. But I learned that nothing is ever as bad as you think it's going to be, especially when you're putting yourself out there for something genuine that is something that you want to do, that you've been researching, that you are totally into, that you think you're the only weird person that may like it, but it turns out that you're not. And there's actually a whole wealth of people out there that have similar interests to you. I think the internet's really good for that, but things turn out way better than you can ever expect. And, you know, there's always the downside. It's like, what happens if you go and you get yourself into trouble? And you still need to have your wits about you, but you can still go and take that chance, take that controlled chance. The cool thing about doing something solo for yourself is that it builds your independence as well. You're not tied down to anyone or anything, and you're not relying on that thing to sort of like give you fulfillment or say that you can and can't do it. So if you've got a partner that doesn't want to go on a holiday with you, you should still go and book it. Like if you've got the time off and they pull out and they're just being a sook about it, hey, maybe they have a legitimate reason, but it shouldn't stop you from enjoying your life and doing things that you want to do. Maybe going on a holiday is a little bit too extreme. Maybe it's just going for a drive up to the country to go and see this really awesome bakery that's about an hour's drive away. If your partner doesn't want to go and you really want to go, you should still just do it. I love a good TED Talk. I used to have this thing called Self-Care Sundays where I would sit at home and watch TED Talks. And I came across this great one from Susan David called The Gift and Power of Emotional Courage. She's a psychologist. One thing she said in this talk really resonated with me.
You don't get to have a meaningful career or raise a family or leave the world a better place without stress and discomfort. Discomfort is the price of admission to a meaningful life.
And those words ring so true to me because when you take that tiny little step outside your comfort zone, you're improving, you're getting better, you're challenging yourself. Because when you're comfortable, you're not learning and you're not growing. And I feel like my eternal purpose on this world is to grow and learn more things about it. So any opportunity for me to go and grow and learn more things, I'm going to try and take. And I urge you to do the same because it will be way more fulfilling than sitting at home wishing that you could do these things or that at some point someone's going to do these things for you. So even if it's going to a gig by yourself, booking yourself into a couple's retreat solo, going out for a delicious meal for one, or even just going to the gym by yourself. I urge you to give it a try and let these words play out in your head. What's the worst thing that can happen? Because 9 times out of 10, that definitely won't happen and you will be pleasantly surprised at how cool the experience was. So that's it. Your challenge this week is to do one tiny little thing for you that scares you, even if it makes you just that tiniest little bit anxious, like go out and sit out on the veranda and have a coffee by yourself or go to the gym by yourself. Just go and do it and then see how you feel after the whirlwind of that experience that is new and different and it takes you by storm. See how you feel after that. I'll chuck the full link to the TED Talk by Susan David in the show notes. So go and have a suss of it. She pulls up some really important points. But thanks for listening. And like always, get in touch if you want to continue the convo.